That's how people will know. And tonight, we're here to let love prevail. I want love to prevail tonight. We want to invite the presence of the Holy Ghost up in here tonight to meet people's needs where they are. We want to stand firm together, locked arm in arm, saying that under the power of the Holy Ghost, anything is possible. You can be healed. You can be delivered. Salvation is here. If someone is here who has never, ever accepted Jesus as their Savior, tonight, you come talk to me. I can tell you about him. My testimony is so simple. It sounds kind of goofy. I usually don't tell people my testimony because they say, okay, that's special. My girlfriend's father passed away, and she knows how I am, a little emotional, a little hysterical sometimes. So she waited until he was buried to call me to tell me he was dead. And of course, I fell apart completely. But God had a special plan that night, August 18th, 1980. I had already been having the nudgings and the tuggings, you know, where I didn't know exactly what I was doing, but I was reading the Bible before I went to sleep. I was praying at the bedside of my baby, because I've been in church all my life, I knew. I also have told some of you that because I had been in church all of my life, I was fooled into thinking that I was saved. My grandfather could not save me. Only Jesus. That's it. And I want you to know that if I had died and woke up in hell, I would have been the most surprised person you ever knew. Because my mother can tell you, I got beanies galore and little things from memorizing Bible memory verses. Oh, I could whip them out. But I didn't know Jesus. Someone who loved me, a friend, said, what you need right now is Jesus. Don't worry about Daddy. He's gone on to be with the Lord. And right there on the floor, she took me scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. And it was almost like I just kept going down and down and down. And I couldn't do anything but say, yes, Lord. Because I knew I was a sinner. And I knew that I wasn't right with the Lord. And over the last 24 years, almost 24 years, I've sinned, but love restores me. God said, this one here, she needs some help. And a few days later, I went to a church, and I heard Phyllis sing, and I heard her husband play, and I made a beeline to them. I was like, ooh, you really blessed me. You really blessed me. And they looked at me like I was crazy and said, why don't you come over to our house? And we've never been apart since. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but I'm still stuck with Phyllis. Because God gives us people to love us through the hard times. He gives us the people to go with us through divorce, through death. He gives us what we need. And I just thank him. And if there's somebody here who's sick in their heart tonight, who says, I'm hurt, you come on down here to this altar tonight. You tell your father. You tell him, Daddy, Abba, Father, I'm hurting. You know I don't like this. This is hurting me. And you tell him, and I know that he will meet you wherever you are. If you come to the altar tonight, your brothers and sisters will stand with you and pray with you and hold your confidence. Because that's what love does. You know, I want to be bathed tonight in love.